This is Sitting, Waiting, Wishing, a Buffy the Vampire Slayer Doctor Who crossover fic, written by Morag McPherson, read by Rena Jenkins. Story is rated PG-13, pairing Buffy the Doctor. Author's notes. Sequel of sorts to Impossible Things, taking place during the Doctor Who episode Blink, with a blink and you'll miss it mini crossover somewhere in between. Those of you with sharp eyes will see it. Also, when it comes to units of measurement, Martha is thoroughly metric, even if the UK wasn't yet. Title is from the Jack Johnson song. If you don't know the 13th Floor Elevators and like psychedelic music at all, I advise you to check them out. Thanks to Booster for betaing and Curious Wombat for correcting a couple of anachronisms and Britishisms. April 6, 1969. Have finally settled into three-room flat in Brixton after a week of squatting in various parks around London. Despite Valley Girl tendencies, Buffy has some survivalist skills and can also hustle at billiards. Blames Spike. Mention of this name causes more rowing between her and Doctor. This is current normal state of affairs. Discussed how I can contribute to income with Buffy. Will not be housemaid again. Cannot play poker. Thought about finding job in local shop. Buffy told me about her time working for Double Meat Palace. On her advice, we'll borrow psychic paper tomorrow for job interview as nurse at local emergency clinic. April 10, 1969. Buffy and Doctor apparently speaking again, but am not sure how we will pay for repair of wall. Was not present for their makeup, but returned home from first clinic shift to find that we now have a two-room flat. Also found very naked, unconscious roommates. Apology afterwards almost made it worth it. Note, Doctor has odd mole between his shoulder blades, looks vaguely like a 13th Floor Elevators album cover, the one with the eyes. If he wasn't a Time Lord, I'd suggest getting it removed. April 15, 1969. Wall paid for, although currently still a curtain. Landlord says it will be replaced after we leave. At least he didn't kick us out. On principle, Doctor insists this was the one and only time he'd been placing any bets on sporting events where he already knew the results. Forgot how much I missed clinic work, but hours are long and pay is low. Not sure where Buffy is spending her nights, or most of her days, but at least she comes home with money. Doctor apparently spending his time in junkyards, half of living room now dedicated to his finds. Would be less annoyed by this if I did not sleep there. Sorry. You're asleep, and I probably won't be back before you leave for your next shift. I cleared my equipment out of your room. Also, I found some soundproofing material outside of a new music studio that they're building to use as a new curtain. Have you considered seeing an otolaryngologist about that snoring problem of yours? Once we get the TARDIS back, I can take you to the planet Snarnful. They perfected the technique after the great sleep apnea epidemic of 86753. Not complaining, just concerned. D. Buffy informs me that my previous commentary was rude. Sorry. D. April 22, 1969. Patching up rude boys and other 1960s chavs starting to get old. Have not told Doctor that many of them are made fun of by friends about that blonde little bint. Spoke to her about it. She confident that the last 6 months as long as she's gone without killing something since she was 15 years old. And yet she thinks the Doctor is the scary one. Not sure what to think about that. Martha, the Doctor is totally scarier than me. Trust me on this. BTW, rat face last night deserved more than three broken fingers. Trust me on that one, too. B. April 26, 1969. Thinking about asking other nurses if they'd be interested in getting a new roommate, as I cannot afford own flat and may otherwise go insane. It's like living with two caged territorial animals. And at least one of them is generally in heat. Makeup sex may be nice for them, but does nothing for me, and I refuse to replace any more furniture. April 27, 1969. Tonight was good night. Registrar was dealing with stab wound, leading me to deliver Mrs. Wilson's baby. 6 pounds, 2 ounces. Almost 3 kilograms, I think. Full head of black hair. They're calling him Leo. Felt like a real doctor again. May 1, 1969. Doctor's infamous device is finally complete. Claims will be home any minute now. Bet 5 quid we'd be seeing the moon landing again. Buffy appears to be happy to have an excuse to patrol. Maybe if they're on patrol together, I'll get fewer blunt trauma wounds in the wee hours. May 2, 1969. Apparently vitally important to keep device away from hens. Buffy and Doctor were quite the sight this morning. Finally, Buffy knows what it's like to be covered in chicken feathers and goo. Somehow, I've hunched Doctor already knew that feeling. May 8, 1969. Vodka bad. Head worse. Thank God today is day off. May 9, 1969. 2 nights ago, Buffy produced large wad of cash and new outfits for both of us and declared we were going dancing. Miniskirts made me realize I had spent way too much time in 1913. Doctor grudgingly lurked in corner of club until Buffy hit dance floor. Did not realize until now that Doctor is standard alpha male. Unfortunately, we were in rocker bar, and Buffy's dance partner decided that Doctor was dressed like a mod. Buffy appears to be bad influence on Doctor, who was laughing during the ensuing fistfight. Doctor is good influence on Buffy, in that we were a quarter mile away by the time the cops arrived. Unfortunately, adrenaline rush did not come down until after we had found another bar. Matching shots with Time Lord and a preternaturally strong superhero was a bad idea. However, I have to go to work now, which means that they have to clean the bathroom. Think this means I win. May 12, 1969. Went to work in pink pinafore today. Doctor has been sternly lectured about how separating whites from darks in laundry does not count as racism, or even clothesism, as he so eloquently put it. Buffy was laughing until she discovered he'd be putting our bras in the dryer. She has now volunteered to take over laundry duty. May 16, 1969. Delivered third baby last night. May consider changing specialty to obstetrics. Very rewarding. Also, not sure that xenobiology is recognized specialty, and that is only medicine other than triage that I have practiced in a very long time. May 25, 1969. Have now been trapped by Doctor in racist hellholes of the 20th century for last 4 months. Next time he pulls that bloody lever, we're going someplace where all of the people are green. May 26, 1969. Night spent with Buffy and two bottles of wine made me feel much better. She will be escorting me to and from work from now on, seeing as all the straight gangs shit their knickers when they see her now. Informed me that she knows many green demons from her home dimension, so I have agreed that is an acceptable destination. June 3, 1969. Returned home without Buffy to note on table from Doctor. Gone to Manchester to retrieve Buffy. What the hell was Buffy doing in Manchester? June 4, 1969. Buffy's mysterious cash was winnings from Bare Knuckle Boxing Circuit, busted yesterday by one D.I. Hunt, who showed up this morning with search warrant. Do not like D.I. Hunt. Have feeling he shares the same sentiment. Tossed our apartment before Doctor and Buffy returned. Asked lots of questions about Doctor's devices. Doctor has gotten charges dropped, but he and Buffy have returned to non-vocal communication. When she demonstrates that she is capable of resolving a problem using any approach other than violence, then I might be willing to speak to her. D. Please ask him for me, Martha, how me hitting someone in a fair fight is somehow worse than his habit of blowing up any given building, ship, planet, corner of the universe that he happens to be in. I'm curious, but apparently unworthy of his vast and mighty intellect. B. Martha, if you would please inform Buffy that she is capable of breaking a 10-centimeter diameter solid titanium rod in two using her bare hands, and then ask her with whom in the greater London area at this time can she claim to be having a fair fight. I'll be more inclined to offer her an answer afterwards. Also, the corner of the universe thing was not my fault, and she knows that. D. Both of you, this is my personal diary. Stop writing in here. If you simply must write snarky notes to each other, they're stationary by the refrigerator. M. June 8, 1969. Brixton police much more understanding of Buffy's latest assault charge. Her new waitressing job did not survive pub owner's wandering fingers, now broken. Money growing tight. Nice girl, love her dearly. Really needs to get over her addiction to the ultraviolence. June 20, 1969. 1 month to moon landing, and I win £5. Don't care. Want the hell out of here, and he doesn't have it anyway. As I will hear again from Buffet at the top of her lungs at their next row. July 1, 1969. Compromise achieved. She's been hired as bouncer by the country club. Now she gets to rough people up, make money, wear tight clothes, and not get arrested or harassed by the doctor. With new outlet for her violence, she and doctor have returned to lovey-dovey state, and my gag reflex is getting tired. On positive note, first non-tinned meal since her first arrest. July 13, 1969. Billy Bloody Shipton landed in the alley behind my clinic after all that time the doctor spent on his time detector thing. Gave notice to clinic, pawned our turntable in order to purchase Super 8 camera. Doctor apparently already made codes for discs for Billy to place on the DVDs. Almost makes me forgive him for never getting around to fixing water heater. Almost. Not all of us have internal temperatures of 19. July 18, 1969. Filming is finished. For second time. After Doctor nearly set fire to apartment, attempting to process film himself, Buffy took second negative to processing lab in Knightsbridge. TARD is due to arrive tonight at midnight. Then, and only then, will I pay the doctor his £5. Time vortex. Neither now nor then. Enjoyed long, hot bath and privacy of own room. One bedroom is now down new corridor, apparently for privacy's sake. Caught self lovingly caressing rondelles a la doctor. Slept in. Doctor and Buffy stopped by present-day Wester Drumlin's. Carefully dodging Sally Sparrow's escape, apparently doing something inappropriate in the West Garden, didn't need to know that, Buffy. And took samples of the time-locked angels. Doctor now has theory on how to reach Buffy's home dimension. Is wandering around console babbling to self. Buffy even competitive when playing Go Fish. Knowing his thoughts on magic and her thoughts on it, I'm half tempted to ask them to drop me off for this one. On second thought, would be fun to meet a real witch, and Doctor is especially adorable when he can't stop shouting, "Impossible!" So I guess I'm in. The end.